What up? It's the Strange Brew Podcast. Cracking those beers. I got Billy back in the fucking building.
Yeah, and this time I'm a little more sober.
Yeah, Billy Cristal.
Thank God.
Okay, so why we're saying that, why Billy introduced that, just because we're fucking around drinking, we want something easy in the background. We're just watching Scary Movie 3, and the part came on just before we recorded this, where it's like, what's that?
I love part of the never end.
Twins! So funny. How stupid these movies are. Like, growing up, I've watched them, and they're all, like, they're all stupidly funny. The thing is, people find ridiculous humor, but that's kind of how we are. But it's, like, it's that slapstick kind of genre of movie where it's just, like, it's honestly made for stoners. It really is.
Absolutely.
Because it's all, like, shit that only stoners would really find funny. Like, it's, like...
Like, Half-Baked.
Yeah, yeah.
Dave Chappelle. Yeah. That's all I can think of.
I know. They fucking walk in the door. Samson! Get your town Jamaican by this hat on my head. Fuck, I love that movie. Okay, so what we're getting into tonight is a different subject than we've really dived into yet, and I'm excited for this one because I planned this one out for a while. It's the deep and dark web. More of the dark web, but...
It's going to be good.
Yeah, this is very interesting. So the dark web is a subset of the deep web. The deep web is bigger than you can even imagine, okay? Think about this. Which is hidden from the dark side of the internet, whose contacts are not indexed by standard search engines like Google, Yahoo, or Bing. So it's saying that, like, the things that you can find on the dark web, like, what we have on the internet is, like, indexed by certain categories and things like that. That's why they could trace you and your IP address and all that stuff.
Okay.
And they're not in the dark and, like, deep web. They're not indexed by anything. They're coded, so you can't really find out the information. So according to the reports, only 4% of the web, the internet, are visible to the public. The rest of the 96% of the web is hidden under the darkness.
That's a lot of percentage.
Yeah, like,
think about how that. Are that many people into this, and I don't even know how to get on this shit.
Because when the internet first started and when it was first being built, that's why.
So that's only like 10, 15 years ago.
It's longer than that, man. Well,
when did the first cell phone come out?
No, but I'm pretty sure the internet was around in like 1995.
Yeah, okay, fair game.
But it was really shitty.
Yeah.
Really dial shitty. I remember dial up. This generation, if you're younger than
18?
Even older. I'm younger than 23.
I'm 23. I remember dial-up. You
remember dial-up? Fuck.
I had dial-up.
Yeah, dial-up sucked. Like, fucking,
maybe just because I was
get
poor.
Off the phone! Like, fucking my brother trying to get on the internet, and I'm on the phone. I was like, man, I'm trying to call a girl. Like, get off me. Yeah, like, literally, like, kids won't understand dial-up. We have to wait in here. In the phone when someone was on the internet because it had to connect to your fucking line through your phone connection. So, fuck, I have to think about that fucking dial-up shit stripped me out. So the internet, when it was built, there was a lot of things surrounding it, like, not gonna lie, like pedophilia and like all that crap, because you could have so many things like on the internet when it first burst. It was pictures and people doing that. It was more of like downloading pictures and talking to people. Like, you remember AOL? This is before MSN. I had AOL before MSN ever existed.
I only had MSN. I never had AOL.
Yeah, I had AOL.
I know what it is.
Yeah. It's like MSN, if you know what MSN is. But the funny thing is, if you were younger than 18, you wouldn't really know what MSN is.
You wouldn't even know. Even, you know what? I think I was like the end of that.
Really?
Like, I want to say, man, younger than 21.
I remember having an MSN. My name was always I Who Have Nothing, which is a Vinnie Paz song, which shows how old that shit is and how
Jesus
long I've been listening to that music for. Literally, like, MSN, like, that's fucked.
That is fucked.
So, in a sense, like, when the internet got built up, there was no blockades and barriers like they have now, where they can, like, filter out things and shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. No,
so,
like,
all
yes,
these
absolutely.
Things, and then when they started really developing the internet, then you have this, like, iceberg effect, where you have pretty much, it's like an iceberg, where you only see a portion of it, and the rest is underneath, like, underneath all this hidden shit. Most of the internet the world uses is called the surface web, because it's literally like an iceberg. You see a little bit, the 4% of the internet, and that's like it, and underneath that is 96% of everything you can get into with like tracking down people. I like, there's like numerous things we'll get into, but like, it's very crazy how, like, when I researched this years ago when I knew about it and I understood it, but like, I'd even watch like YouTube videos of dudes that would be like they would search through stuff. Like, they could only show what they could show you on YouTube. Yeah. But one dude, I can't remember his name, but I would big this dude up if I remembered him. He was, like, an Indian dude, but, like, an American Indian. You could just tell, like, he's, like, not Indian, like, native. Like,
but he
Indian.
Speaks English.
Right, but he speaks English, and he's, like, really fucking smart, and he was, like, tapping into all this shit. And he has certain software, which we'll get into, where and he, like, he could show you weird videos. Like, there's weird videos, there's everything you can imagine.
Okay.
It's, like, that's what I'm saying about the index thing with Google. Like, they can, like, they are categorizing it by certain things. You can't put in certain words. You can't, like, type, like, rape her ass. They, like, yeah. The word rape will be, like, they can't, you can't say it. Like, it won't come up. Yeah, it'll be done. Yeah, you know, like, all that kind of stuff. Like, you can't say how to build a bomb or something. Because it literally won't filter it out. But there's actually an app you can download called DuckDuckGo. And I've looked at it. DuckDuckGo. And it's a privacy browser. And you can search through more. I found a lot of information about the dark web through DuckDuckGo almost. Because Google, I was looking through Google and stuff. And, like, I don't have any books on this and shit. And I was looking through videos and Google and everything to find this information. And Google, like, filters it. It's just like, what is the dark web? It's, like, nothing, like, legit or nothing. That
yeah, it was just saying. Like the
yeah it's the they're filtering minimum. It out yes because they don't want people whoa, to learn about cat. It oh the, yeah actually, that's where my cat's chilling right beside Billy where she normally chills and my girlfriend's down here. That's funny.
My cat loves me.
All right, you gonna drink up your shit? So we're drinking a whiskey. Just give me one more shot of that shit actually. And yeah, Billy's taking his time because he's got a low tolerance, but you are a skinny bitch. So
I am very skinny, but I'm tall.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Horse cock.
Horse cock.
Fucking.
Are we going to learn how to get on the dark web today? Okay. Because that's what I'm really fishing for here.
Okay, we'll get into that. Well, let's get into what it is based on, okay? So, like, this is, the dark web is a playground for the most the most depravity, the most depraved, and the sinner's acts done anonymously, right? The dark web is a world where you can browse and talk anonymously, so everyone's coded in information, so you don't really know who they are. Most likely to have some legal shit on it, but mostly illegal stuff on the dark net in the marketplace. The dark web is a smaller part of the deep web. So the deep web you can access even kind of through your phone if you're fucking around really and you're smart enough to download like Tor websites. So that's how I'm telling you. You have to go through Tor websites, like torrents.
Yeah.
Like, remember when we were growing up? I remember hearing about that shit.
Yeah.
There's something I want to mention, too. You do
that for music.
Do you remember LimeWire?
Yeah, of course.
LimeWire, you know, you think you're fucking downloading a song or a music video.
And it's suddenly a porno.
Yeah. Or fucking I've heard people that were on it that have like found child porn and shit like that.
Oh
like,
my God.
Mistakenly and shit. And just over a music. I remember downloading a music video and it was an hour and a half long black porno. Like a fucking girls with big booties and all this stuff. And I was like. I was just trying to download a song.
I just wanted to listen to Vinny Paz.
I want to ask you if you remember. Do you remember? It's Vinny Paz. If you
Paz.
Why call him Paz?
I keep saying that. I've said that like 3 years. I can't stop saying that.
I know. It's like, what accent are you speaking?
I don't know.
Do you remember
Mexican.
A thing called? Yeah, because you're the whitest Mexican I've ever seen. Have you ever heard of Winamex? Do you remember that? That was like before LimeWire.
LimeWire. I don't remember that one.
So LimeWire got closed down. It was something that maybe kids won't know about. This is how we used to download music before there was. You could just like copy a link on YouTube and then convert it. You have to do it through certain things and download programs. So you could like search up songs and then download them on your computer, like Napster. Napster did that, and then he lost all of his money and shit. And because of like they shut him down because you're trying. Exploit music, which I do understand.
Yeah.
So things like that.
And things not paying royalty to their artists and. Mm. But you want to listen to music, right? Who the fuck has like $7,000 to listen to all the music they want to listen to? Especially with
like my artists that I listen to all mostly hip hop, underground hip hop.
Yeah.
And I support them. I'll buy their albums. I have tons of CDs that I bought through like the years and my girlfriend's got me. But also like recently, like I bought like albums off Google Play and stuff.
Okay.
To at least support them and shit. Like, I'm buying Necro's new album when it comes out. Shout that fucking shit out. I bought the Jedi Mind Tricks album that just came out and Vinny's.
Jedi Mind Tricks just came out with another album.
Yeah.
They're so still going.
Get this. Well, it's a stupid Vinny right now, but let's get off the offshoot topic. But he released an album. They did the Jedi Mind Tricks album in, like, July, right? Or, like, June or July or something. I think it was July, and it's stupid Vinny Paz, but they have, like, because Just the Law, the other dude, the black dude's out of it.
Okay.
Because of really controversial, fucked up shit. I could tell you that. I gotta tell you about it later. But, and then Vinny Paz released his solo album literally, like, a month or two later.
Oh, wow.
Like he is part of Jedi Mind Tricks. Is this Stoop makes the beats,
yeah,
and Vinny raps over them. And that's, like, it used to be three of them where it was, like, two of them rapping, but, and now, like, Vinny, they released the Jedi Mind Tricks album, and then Vinny did a fucking album right afterwards. Like, he says he fucking records, like, he does, like, fucking, like, I don't know, 10 songs a week and shit, and, like,
Jesus fucking record,
he, or more than that, he writes every day, his whole devotion, he records on Thursday, and then he's fucking, like, goes. It's fucked. So get
that off, is insane.
Yeah, to get off that, because we will get into hip hop talk, but to get back kind of into, like, the whole dark web, like, all that shit, downloading music, that's kind of, like, how I know of, like, the wild west of the internet. That's what this would be called, I guess.
I guess,
you know what I mean? You're, like, a fucking hacker, and you can do what the fuck. This is where that group Anonymous comes from, is they hack the dark web for information and shit to expose people. So the dark web is a place you can press anonymously. The smaller probably be okay, blah, blah, blah. Where you would, so this is what I was talking about. The deep web you can access through, like, Tor websites and stuff, or, like, downloading apps on your web, thing, or your phone or anything. But the dark web you actually need to access, you will need special software. Like, there's, like, things like Tor, which you will need actually to download a software for it. And I heard a dude on YouTube even say you need a special, like, you need a computer that, like, is decoded and can't be tracked and all this shit, because,
and God knows how expensive that is, so that's not open to the general.
This guy has, like, seems to know everything and has obviously the fucking technology for it. It disguises everything. Also, which I want to mention, is Bitcoin is used for the secret transactions all over the dark web. That's where Bitcoin was fucking made for, was the dark web. It's like decoded fucking information, so they can just trade off their shit, right?
Huh. That's neat.
Is it? It's fucked. Very interesting. It's almost unimaginable to understand or predict the size of the dark web and the deep web, essentially. Almost all information is hidden in the web, so the surface of the internet, sites like Google, can't index it in their system. So that's what I'm saying about it's hidden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like coding your IP address. For sure.
Because that's what they want, so the FBI's not knocking down your fucking door. You know what I mean?
But I'm sure, like, if hackers can do that, wouldn't FBI agents have hackers that can, like, unhack that kind of deal?
But it seems like they
don't really care.
I'm taking a shot of whiskey chasing with beer because I'm hardcore.
it's so minuscule, I feel like. Even though 96% of the dark web is... Or 96% of the internet is the dark web, I feel like not that many people are actually on it.
No, there's not. But think about this. There's like 7 billion people in the world.
What?
Like, take a fucking couple million people that know how to hack. Yes,
I want to say not even that. Like,
you'd be surprised, man.
I've never once met a person that knows how to do that.
There's coding. There's kids that know how to do coding. And, like, just to mention even, I love mentioning mushroom stuff. But, like, there's people that will do microdosing of mushrooms to code because, sorry, fuck, I always burp on the shit. I am sorry for that. I'll try to add them out.
No. You just lost 10 listeners. I don't fucking per know. Burp.
The beer comes natural. That's why we call it Strange Brew. I think that's appropriate with the name. But, guys, I was saying, it's like the microdosing thing is like they'll coders, people that like hack computers, will take small doses of mushrooms. So I'm literally saying like a P5 a day.
Okay.
And that's it, right? And it actually helps your brain, and it helps it because people can say what they want, do the research, and fucking do it before you say shit. Mushrooms can help you with your brain and your brain chemistry and healing. Yeah, like a bunch. It's pretty crazy. And they'll use it to keep their focus and awareness up while they're coding and shit. And these kids like fucking typing like crazy and shit.
Like an old 90s film.
Honestly, I don't get that. That part of it's trippy to me. Like seeing like thinking of movies in my head. Like I'm not a computer whiz. You know, when I did like certain like things in communication and graphic design, like photo editing, I can do that shit really well. But to hack a computer, how you see those movies and they like go and they this looks like this, a normal computer like my laptop, like my MacBook we have in front of us. But then it goes da da da, and then it goes in this like screen that's all black, like the Matrix. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they get in some. That's what like the dark web.
Like I've done a little bit of coding, but I can't read coding. Like I understand how to do like little things like micromanage a website kind of deal, but like there's nothing more than that. And I can't imagine there are millions of people that know how to do that. Like that's got to be a smaller percentage.
I think there is. I think you doubt the span of kids in the United States, especially nowadays, that have computers.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's exactly this kid at work
was telling me.
Like, okay, they have no attention span. They're not doing anything. What they're doing is watching YouTube videos.
No,
and
yeah, but there's also
scrolling through Facebook and Instagram.
There was a kid at work, and I was talking about the deep shit, and he's like, I've been like peering like the deep web, not the dark web, but the deep web. I was like, what? He's like, on my phone. He's like, I download these Tor things, and I was like, that's sketchy, man. And I was like, I just looked through it and peer through it and look at different things, and I was like, oh, just kind of like, be careful, man, because you fucking never know
what
then,
you're gonna see.
And I was, no, but not even that, but I was telling him that, like, once you like dive deep, it gets like, I was like, it gets crazy, and he didn't know too much about like that stuff. And I was like, yeah, you can find drugs and all this stuff that we're gonna get into, and like fucking prostitution, but like it gets even crazier. Like, stop focusing on the movie, Billy. I can see you staring at the television screen.
I know, but the corpse is, like, exploding everywhere, and it's really interesting.
I know, I was watching it.
It's when he electrocutes the fucking corpse.
Yeah. I'm always doing something wrong.
Fuck, okay, I love this movie.
It's so funny. Scary movie, all of them are fucking stupid. So, there's marketplaces in the deep web, okay? The dark web in the deep web, where you can buy drugs, porn, guns, and the worst things you can think of, which we'll get to. An example is Silk Road. You ever heard of Silk Road?
No, I've never heard.
So you never really looked in the dark web then. So Silk Road was an infamous site on the dark web. I remember it's Silk Road since I was a fucking kid.
Really?
It's an illegal storefront on the internet. Storefront, like brackets, because it's on the internet. And you can go to Silk Road and you can buy anything from like heroin to meth.
Jesus
to
Christ.
Guns to fucking porn DVDs.
And what? Does this just get fucking FedEx to your house?
Essentially. Through Bitcoin information, usually I think, yeah, they would essentially, like, I don't know, I honestly, I don't really know how it, I never looked into that, how they get it to your house.
Yeah, because because even mailrooms and stuff like that have, like, they have dogs, like, you can't do that shit, like, they catch you doing
also,
that stuff.
Also, some of this stuff could be before,
yeah, all that stuff,
everything that's been going on, shit, but
I'm
still
sure
saying,
15 years ago, the rules were a lot looser. Mm-hmm. They didn't really realize that people were shipping meth.
Especially at the beginning, and a lot of, we'll kind of get into more or less, but like, a lot of sites, I've seen things on the dark web, I've watched videos, I've seen, like, I've kind of tried to do it myself and stuff, but not too deep.
Yeah.
A lot of the sites look like 90s sites, where it's just like this, like, bright background, like black background with bright lettering that's like turning, like old school 90s like bullshit sites, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah
like really old school,
they got all those microscope point
skeleton
fucking,
like dancing and they like does the same motion. Like literally, and a lot of them are like this, which when we're getting to the sites and stuff. Okay, fucking my cat is fucked. Do what you gotta do, cat. I don't know what you're looking at.
Things cool.
Yeah, she's staring at something out the window. Okay, so, which is like Silk Road's illegal storefront, it's a large marketplace, it's infamous for selling, illegal narcotics, so like all the drugs you can think of, right?
Okay.
But widely used for buying and selling all sorts of goods. So you could sell, like, your ex-girlfriend's panties on there, you could sell, like, drugs on there, you could buy AK-47s,
ex-girlfriend's panties the first thing that you thought of? Why was that the first thing that
because
your mind
of something
went to?
We're gonna get into?
Because that was something that you sold before.
No. Because of something we're actually gonna get into, that just make me think of that ex girlfriend thing. You'll see when we get into these sites that existed.
All right. So what landmine did I miss out on?
Oh, you'll see.
You sell it for $1 million. Some random girl's.
No, but also no
underwear.
If you think about it, have you heard about Japan and China?
Well,
they have vending machines
mean?
With used girls' panties in them.
That is not a thing.
Yes, it is.
That is not a fucking thing. No,
yes,
it's not.
You're wrong. You have no idea what's going
no,
on.
No, it's not.
There is a
you cannot press
yes.
A5
no,
for
can.
Mrs.
Yes,
Black
yes.
Panties.
Yes, yo, I'm telling you, you've never heard about this before?
No, you can't.
What? Yes, you can. 100%. There was even a dude that was on, I can't remember what show it was, and this dude, maybe it was Kenny Hot from Kenny vs. Benny, or it was something like that, like a TV, and he goes to Japan,
I can see
China,
Kenny doing that.
And And he goes to a guy and he pays girls to pee, like just put on their panties and pee in them or wear them for a week.
Okay, that's different. No, you're talking about like public vending machines.
Yes.
That is where I'm getting at. So I'm in a hotel and I can get
not a hotel.
A Reese's Snickers bar or whatever. I can buy like Mrs. Not a hotel Black XL.
In the back markets in the alleyways of like China stuff. This is legit.
Oh, okay. 100%. No, but it's hidden. And
there are vending machines.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, I'm thinking you were talking someone about like it's in public just hanging out podcast, right there.
Literally saw it outside of their hotel.
No way.
Yeah. Like outside on the street. Yeah. You can just buy panties, man. That's why I brought me to that because like
what think a about weird the thing.
Shit you would sell. I'm saying if they're doing that in public in China. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a great podcast I will show because I love Kevin Smith. Hollywood Babylon is hilarious. They do a live podcast. Like Kevin Smith, Jay and Silent Bob, Clerks.
Okay.
All that shit. And they do a couple podcasts. But they do What the Fuck Japan. It's like, What the Fuck Japan? Cause like, and they'll talk live in an audience.
Yeah.
And like, Kevin will be blitzed as fuck, right? He gets high, he doesn't drink, he's never really drank. But his buddy Ralph Garman does all these impressions and shit. It's fucking hilarious.
Okay.
He'll do everything people will like, I gotta show you later so you understand what the fuck I'm saying. But they'll do like, What the Fuck Japan? They'll read off stories of all the fucked up things that Japanese people do and they'll play like videos. And it's crazy. Like
the Asians are like they always they, like, take it to the next level. Hey, they're is, always like the ones that bring it
technology
first.
Technology stuff. There is literally a pop star, and I think it's Japan that is a holographic image. Okay, and it she makes over like millions of dollars a year, and it's literally a computerized holographic image.
So it's whoever
and
made
people,
that.
People it
image.
Sells out $1 million of dancing on a stage and singing, and people pay $30,000 or something like that to marry this thing, and they.
To
little,
marry this
yeah,
hologram.
Yes. And they get a little thing on their desk and you just press the button and the hologram comes up and it greets you when you're home from work. And one guy was like, you know,
that's fucked.
Yes. I heard this on Kevin Smith podcast.
That's
like, yeah.
Fucked.
What? So, you know, it's getting really weird out there in this world. So what we're really getting into is the deep shit of this stuff. The most stories, many stories surrounding the dark web, and many that exist on it, people have found horrifying things being bought and sold and disturbing videos and images.
Like my ex-girlfriend's panties, apparently. I still want to know, like, what does it go for? What is the retail value for a pair of used panties? Because I will go to La Senza, I will buy like $70,000 worth of panties, and if I can flip it and just say it. If I can just say they were some girl's panties.
But you think there would be a market for like a guy wearing panties? Like I think it's
in Japan, maybe they're fucking crazy.
Well, in Japan, it's like dudes buying panties going. Like huffing on that shit, like fucking smelling. That's what they want, the odor. They want used.
Humans are. Fuck.
Yes, that's why I
why
say
the
this.
Fuck? Like,
why do you think I'm doing this podcast, man? People
how do people fun. Grow up? Like, what? Who did what to
we
you?
We were manipulated
to make
by
you
reptilians.
Wanna go?
And think about this. With me and Justin have talked about this, definitely on this podcast, that Justin one podcast, I'm sorry, said like, man, they throw babies out windows. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, they'll get rid of their daughter and stuff. And they've done the, like... kill them, sell them.
Well, yeah, no, that's a whole thing, but they do that on the on week off week kind of deal. They keep switching the rules on that. But yeah, they do kill their daughter girls.
So, kind of get off that topic. I just like it's just crazy how the technology is like just the way they I remember what we were talking about before is that there is fucking like that there's so many Asian men, like, I have nothing again. I'm just saying that this is what's
it's
happening.
Just fact.
It's just facts. Like, if you listen to us and you are any culture, I appreciate every culture. I'm just saying how crazy this world is. Then, like, China and Japan, because they did that to women and they thought males were superior, there are so many men that they have to share separate train carts. So, like, train cars and things they go into and stuff, because men will harass the women. Because there's so many more men than there is women now.
And yeah, that's fucked. And especially with men being so depraved, right? Like,
isn't
there's
that,
no like
just grabbing girls' asses.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
And
like,
honestly,
you gotta try to get whatever
Asian
you can, right?
Are,
when there's 3-1.
Asian girls are hot.
She'll be impressed.
So This is crazy. You want to get into the sites now? Let's get into the sites in the dark web.
Okay, are we... Hold on, no. I want to know if we're getting into the actual www dot...
I'm not doing that here. I'm not giving people... I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I'm not giving people the information so they can hack the dark web.
I want to know. It's dangerous.
I'll tell you by yourself off fucking microphone.
Okay.
All right.
Later. Sorry, guys. This site I tried. I really tried.
As one of the most disturbing sites in the dark web, the experiment on living people, okay? Like injecting bleach into... I don't want you to read this.
I'm very curious. Okay.
the experiment on people like injecting bleach into pregnant women. Or starvation, or sterilization. It's called, this website on the dark web, it's called Human Experiment.
But what are they trying to see? Like, just whatever the fuck happens?
Whatever,
just,
yeah.
Just, let's do this and see what happens. Like, are they trying to make a result? Like, do they have a result in mind?
No, it's an experiment. They're just fucking with shit, okay? Listen to this.
All right, that's fucks.
So, like, starvation, sterilization, which if you're dumb, it means, like, fucking trying to kill your sperm. Radiation and several other tortures.
If you're dumb.
You wonder why I burp so much? Because I talk too much. There's air not escaping from my fucking lungs. The human experiment is a warehouse. This is scary as fuck. The scariest human experiments, okay? They live stream this shit, okay? And people watch it and they pay to see different tortures, okay? And people will bid on what torture they want to see the most.
That's fucked. Like, holy fuck, you people are fucked. What do you think the
dark web is, man?
You people are fucked. Who raised you? What happened to you? Who did what to you to turn you into this? These
are countries that are probably, are like places like Russia and shit like that. I'm not the fucking, I have anything against the Russians or anything, but there are certain places where it breeds. Like, Andrei Chikatilo is one of the most prolific serial killers, and he's from Russia. And yeah, I think he killed over like 100 fucking people. Like,
Jesus Christ.
He's crazy. Oh, we're going to get a new episode about him, but he's fucking
I want to be on that one. That one sounds fun.
We can talk about Andrei Chikatilo for sure. Andrei Chikatilo is crazy. So that, like, get this. They were possibly using homeless people.
Okay. That, at least, you know what? There's some humanity.
Fucking Christ. Don't say that.
Well, like, at least you know your demographic. You're not taking some man away from his family. You, at least, like, that thought went through their brain. They're like, okay, who would get missed the least? There's a line.
You want to know what the site's tagline is? Because it kind of... goes with that.
Okay, what's that?
Not all humans are equal. For some of them, we're born superiors to others.
Yeah, well,
not all humans are equal. I get it, because honestly, if you were homeless, get a fucking job. Unless you're a veteran that is a legit veteran that got fucked over by the Vietnam War, which they're all dying out now.
I'm gonna say like maybe 5%. I'm going to say probably 5%. 5% of every homeless person you see is in that for some all fucked up circumstances. All
them are usually junkies.
Yeah, usually.
Junkies want to get fucking shot up for an experiment? Give them the bleach. See what happens. You ever seen...
Pay him $100. Well, pay him $5. You've heard Cheech and Chong? Yeah, of course
that's Cheech and Chong. He's like cutting up the line and it's like floor cleaner or something. And he's like doing it out of fun. And the girl comes and like, well, what do you got? Is that coke? And she smells it. She's like quacking and shit. You remember that?
No, I don't remember that one.
Okay, there's other site. Oh, this there's a website that teaches you can summon a demon. Okay, Billy's laughing because the part just happened when he ripped off Michael Jackson's nose in Scary Movie 3. And he's
dangling him out the window like he did his kid.
Blanket's doing all right.
Is he?
Yeah, don't worry
about it. Okay. He's doing okay for a kid that got dangled out of a balcony.
Yeah, literally. His kids are since literally... Hey, he twice in court was fucking made... He just liked being a little boy. Didn't mean he touched them because he literally got off twice.
You know what? We don't know.
Before he died, he said, they've been trying to kill me. I believe that the Illuminati was setting him up, and there is a conspiracy theory about Michael Jackson, okay, that when he was starting to become the pop king, they didn't like seeing a black guy at the top of the fucking charts of pop music, where they injected him with that disease that he had, whatever it is.
Turn him white.
To turn him white, essentially, and you get blotches of white, and he ended up like hating himself so much where he got the thing where he turned this ghoulish fucking white creature. You know what I mean? He is ghoulish looking.
He was, yeah. He was fucking creepy.
scary. My grandma, I remember watching the Halloween special with him where he wore like, oh, and my, I was at my grandma's house and she literally like, turn that off. I fucking, he scares me.
He scares me.
Because literally he was like ghoulish looking. But the thing is, supposedly that is a conspiracy theory that didn't like that. So they injected it and made him white. Bam, bam, bam.
All right, back to this.
Okay. So, the website that teaches you to summon demons, bringing old and new demons into this world. The one site is called The Joy of Satan, and his tagline is, there is no God but thyself. Knowing this, who dares worship false gods or the Bible and the Quran? Which is, honestly, I dig it.
Yeah, you are your own God. I'm like a Satanist. I always like that. I always like that message.
But it will teach you how to certain summon demons.
Who wants to do... You know what? I've never understood that. Here's another off-topic thing. I never understood why you want to summon a demon.
Why do you want to do that?
Why do you want to, like, potentially kill yourself?
Can I tell you why? I'll tell you why after this five-second, like, not even break, because I'm just going to grab more beer. Well, why you would want to summon a demon? Wouldn't because, like, the whole thing to do with, like, the... Oh, my God. I just realized that... Why is the TV off? Oh, God damn it. This happens all the time.
Because you got scared.
Got scared of the demons. I'm just joking. We just had the Ouija board episode. If you want to listen to that one, man, we get into some deep shit. I have too much experience with the Ouija board. So why would want to summon a demon, and I've probably talked to many demons in my life, is that, but I never did this intentionally, but speaking to a demon, a lot of times people would want to do that so they can get some power. You sign your soul off. Even Justin, that's been on the podcast many times, is that he jokes because he's wrote his name on a piece of paper when he was a kid and lit it on fire and fucking like gave his soul to. And I was like, don't keep that in your surrounding if you intentionally believe it, because to do with the black magic episode that we talked about, it's all about intention. Magic's all about intention. So if you believe something, it will happen. If you really believe it, and that's why ritualism magic works. So it's like, there's one that we talked about where you like, you would write your intention on a piece of paper, right?
Yeah.
And then you would come on it.
Okay.
It sounds weird, but it's all about a lot of magic has to do with like your life force. And
okay.
Shit.
No.
Like,
what, okay. Now, what I'm interested in.
Why you would
want to
summon a demon is because they could grant you certain powers.
Oh my god.
I know. That I can't stop laughing at this. I'm sorry. I had to pause that just like sentence because we're watching Scary Movie 3 and the alien walks by and he's like looks at the camera.
Like, all so the dogs obvious. Are just fucking.
And there's another video where the alien's just because he's making fun of signs. Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is so.
He's just at a party.
If you haven't seen Scary Movie 3, it's
please watch Scary Movie 3
because it's so ridiculously stupid with the aliens, like so obvious. Why? Looks like okay. This makes me fucking cry my eyes.
All right, back to this.
So fucking. Why'd one? Because it would give you like certain power. It may give you powers, luck. Maybe like you know like, I really miss my ex girlfriend. I'll summon Zozo. Zozo or Baphomet, please come to me now. And you would fucking, like, summon them. And, like, there was cases, if you listen to the podcast that you're actually on, and if you listen to some of the fucking episodes and stop working so much, you would see that, like, we talk about this shit and how you would summon them. We talked about, like, you don't even know. Just listen to the episode about witches and shit. It's fucked.
Yeah.
It's fucked galore.
Huh? Okay, no, there's one more question, back question to this. Okay. And this is going to be a quick question. It's going to be off topic, but, like, so this all stemmed from something. Okay. There is one person that either truthfully or made up the fact that you could do these with demons and that they would happen. And where the fuck did this come from?
This all comes from before you can even think about the Bible and before the Bible, the Sumerian texts. Everything like that. This comes from like there's been talk about demons for fucking ever.
I know, no, but the demons are fine. But now I feel like the off track. Like I get the whole summon a demon. I get the whole you can do that. I get the whole they exist.
Reptilians.
My question where my line draws is yes. Where people start thinking that they can summon demons and demons will just start doing them fucking favors.
No, they won't. They will. they want your soul.
Okay, so you give them your soul and they'll give you something?
So what my
or
what
why
my
wouldn't they just
is,
take your fucking
if,
soul?
Okay, my theory is...
If they're so powerful, yeah. Just take your fucking
no,
soul.
No, they're just... not that powerful. They have to have you admit... So you want to hear my theory about all this shit? My legit theory, my theory?
Okay.
Is that if... You believe in something highly enough, it will become true essentially. But like hell is a manifestation of the mind. So say you like celebrities, okay? What they say about celebrities that sell their soul, you're not selling your soul, you're selling your soul for this life to be full of riches. Like Katy Perry even said she sold her soul to the demons to get this. I'm sorry, I'm trying to talk while I just drink a swig of beer. But essentially, like, that, my belief is that everything I believe with the reptilians and everything exists is that when, if you were to sell your soul and your intention was there, then the reptilians essentially would give you this life of splendor and everything you've ever wanted, like fucking riches and gold and like being the best singer and becoming it for this whole life that you're here. But when you die, your soul will be taken to their reality. People may see it as hell, but there's different realities. The thing is, like, your soul may not know enough or understand enough because you were brainwashed and you were going through all this shit through your whole life to not understand that you would be able to be released. Thing is, if I did that and I was stuck in this purgatory, I'd be like, hey, what am I doing? I died. I'm in this purgatory. You release your soul. If you're smart enough to get out of their blockades, you know what I mean? Shit that they're like making you think. It's hard to explain if you don't know, but I know Billy knows a lot of stuff about it because I've told about it. It's almost like that they will take your soul if you're gullible enough to give it to them. And if your soul and your consciousness doesn't know enough to not allow that to happen. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, I got
so you. If you die, so I always say this, if you were to die and you're on your deathbed and you think you're dying of cancer and you maybe were a child molester or something disgusting or fucked up and you're like, I'm going to hell, you'll manifest that. When you die, you'll instantly enter a reality that would be hell. So you say you're a celebrity and you sell your soul, this life will be full of all that shit, but reptilians will trick you into
thinking it's okay.
Yeah, and yeah, it's the reptilian episode that we had is one of our most well listened to one because people were interested.
I'm gonna have to go back to
we're dipping our toe into it. I have so much shit that we could talk about.
Okay, let's get back on track.
So let's get back on the track of like what we're talking about. This like the websites above 80% of videos. So it's a very small point, almost percentage of the videos on the dark web are filled with extreme explicit content like pedophilia and worse. Like torture porn. You know what torture porn is?
Well, it kind of explains itself, I'd assume.
They will essentially, most times, I feel like they're unwitting participants.
That's fucked. I gotta ask you, look up something. Our world is fucked.
Just look up something on Pornhub or any porn website. Look up, I think it's like porn meltdowns. Or like saying like that, it's when porn stars freak out. There's ones where they're trying to film a porno and this girl just like is like, she obviously probably is doing bad coke or like drugs and like, to keep her life through that. And she's like, the director's like, what would your dad think of this or something like that? And he's like, she's all fucked up. And they're like choking her with their dick and shit. And she's like, what do you think of me now? And stuff like, and she's like all fucked up and like, it's a meltdown. Like, and then she's like, yeah, I'm a piece of shit. And they're stepping on her with her foot, on her
Jesus
foot.
Christ.
It's really fucked up. And there's another one where there's like girls like crying in the washroom. And she's, it's like literally because honestly, yeah, porn might be the glorious thing that men like to jerk off to, but it's a disgusting industry where most of these women are degraded and treated like shit.
Absolutely.
And it's like, that's why, honestly, I'm an 80s porn fan. I love 80s porn. All the girls, it was simple porn. I'm not going to lie.
Pizza's here.
Yeah, no, I'm about to, they had a story to it.
I got a hole.
No, but honestly, it had a story to it. It was never
over me on the pepperoni.
No, but it was never over the top either.
Yeah.
And it was like, there was something, I love horror movies. I love movies in general because I want to be a director. It had some substance to it. You could sit there and jerk off for a good hour rather than it's like, yeah, yeah, fuck me, yeah, yeah. It's like, it's fucking
done.
Like, yeah,
erase.
Yeah.
Erase. 1 minute come challenge.
Yeah. Because it's so like forward with all this shit. It's talking about these videos and this, like, that.
But that's what society is now.
No, but society is now. Like, yeah, it's fucked. That's why I'm so
like
glad
that.
I'm old school.
I feel
I'll
like
enjoy
that too.
A porn for a good half an hour.
I don't want to watch a porn. Like,
I enjoy
like,
that.
I just
I'm old school. You didn't grow up in the age where there's magazines, man. I had a porn magazine.
You're damn fucking right. That Sears catalog was under my bed.
Oh,
for
yo,
so
high
long.
Five for the Sears catalog.
Like, I didn't have play, but that Sears catalog. Came out of the mailbox before my parents even fucking
this
saw it.
This is disturbing as fuck because I think every guy, I just mentioned this to someone the other day, how it's like, man, when you're young, I was like, even if you're sitting in the washroom, there'd be like the Sears catalog, and there'd be the fucking pictures of the girl, the women
in
their bras.
The bras
like
and the panties,
women.
Yeah. And it was always the, like, you look at it now, and it's like the ugly bras, like the big white ones. It's like that's not attractive now, right? All right, we need to fucking stick
to
it. We're getting way too off topic.
I find that so fucked that you even mentioned that because I just said that to somebody. So, yeah, in a sense, a lot of the videos in the dark web are really deprived, fucked up shit. Like, the most fucked up things you couldn't even imagine. Torture porn is disgusting. Like, it's almost like taking people and, like, you torture them and people bid on certain things. Like, the most disgusting and depraved things humans can do. Oh, you can find cyber cannibals discussing how they would eat a man or woman's flesh or internal organs on a cannibal forums. So, chat sites.
And they video.
Also, yes, one site it calls Cannibal Cafe Forum, which teaches you how to cook a woman and which parts taste the best. What's with the silence?
That's fucked.
How do you not know anything
about I know what it is, but like just really taking back, like I want you to take a second, just really think about the mentality someone has to have to think that this shit's okay.
You see my Instagram shit, man. I've learned about Charles Manson.
Oh, hey, Jeffrey, 1, 2, 3.
Woo!
All right, carry on.
Strange brew! Twins! Yeah, that's hilarious. High five for that. Which is interesting because this is fucked, okay? And it's explained it's a live stream. So people are talking live stream on chat, right?
Okay.
And some people even meet up with other chat members and they'll meet up and fulfill their fantasies and they'll eat a human being.
Oh my god. So that's your fantasy.
Because we haven't had much listeners on one of my second episodes, the cannibal episode my cousin was on, the mic quality was kind of fucked and I tried to edit as best I could. But we talked about a guy that these dudes met on this chat site for cannibals, okay? And there was people that like eating people, okay? And there was people that literally have fantasies about getting eaten. Yes.
So they will purposefully die. How do you fulfill a fantasy if you're dead?
So this talking about this with Dane, my cousin, was easier when we just had a couple beers. After having a couple beers, my drink, and I'm getting pretty drunk. That this is fucked. That this guy came over and they met on a site to do the cannibals, and he's like, "I want to be," and he drugged up this guy, and he drugged him up, and this dude and this other dude. This one dude that was the cannibal and the dude that was the one to be eaten.
Yeah.
They cut off his dick.
Okay.
They cooked it. Well, this guy was drugged up and he was half alive.
So he was still alive.
And they tried to eat it, but it was too gamey. Okay. This is a legit story. I think it's from like Germany or something. And then he ended up like keeping this dude alive in a bathtub while slowly killing him and eating Yeah. We live in a very fucked up world.
Oh my god.
We were talking about ex-girlfriends, pink meth. Oh shit. Good idea. That's always happens. Pink meth, okay?
Pink meth.
This has nothing to
do
with
drugs.
Not like
Breaking Bad, Blue.
No, this has nothing to do with drugs, though.
Okay, carry on.
Pink meth was a website that was hosted on the dark net until seized by the FBI in 2014. Despite the name, the site has nothing to do with drugs. Pink meth was a market mainly for men where they could sell nude photos of their ex-girlfriends and get paid pretty well for it. Okay.
Ooh, pink meth. I got a couple of those.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Pink
I don't have any.
Yeah, I know. Pink meth was posted these photos on sites as well as their full names, phone numbers, addresses, and any other information they could dig up. Victims would be paid a ransom to the site to have them taken off. Listen to that. So they would pay you to post pictures of your ex-girlfriend.
And then your ex-girlfriend would notice them.
Yeah,
and
well, no. Yeah, but they would think about this. They have your phone number. You'd have people texting you. Perverts from the dark web texting you, coming to your house.
Absolutely.
Cars driving by, especially if you're like, oh, they're in Orlando or like Orlando and fucking like Florida or something like that, or they're even in Canada and like, oh, they're in Toronto and like fucking, oh, there's their address. I'm close to them. Drive by them all the time. Imagine like just being a girl, you have no idea what's going on, and like don't even know this shit exists, but your boyfriend posted your nude pictures on this dark web site where it has your phone number, everything you could imagine, and then you have cars passion house at night where you're watching TV slowly.
Yeah, and you can clearly see someone staring at you. That'd be fucking creepy. So how, what would get to the point that they would realize that they were on that website? They wouldn't know. How would they know?
They would send them
Oh, the website would be like, hey, yeah. Guess what? Guess what I got?
It's all anonymous. And it's just like how anonymous the group, that's what I think they call themselves that essentially, because everything was like, the internet used to be like that.
You didn't know who was what, yeah.
Yeah, that's why everyone was like, don't fuck around with the internet. And everybody has it. We've been brainwashed by the society to tune into this information. And the thing about it, there is waves of Wi-Fi everywhere you look. You can't see it, though, because we can't see shit.
Yeah.
We see 10% of reality. That's legitimate, okay? Yeah. So we can't see gamma rays, ultraviolets, anything. We can't see fucking in night vision because we're stupid. We can't see shit, okay? The fact that, like, there is Wi-Fi everywhere and data and you can connect to something all around us and we can't see it.
Huh.
So let's get into something very interesting.
He's helping him.
I know. I already looked up and I didn't want to mention the alien thing. There's Leslie Nielsen. We were just talking about Leslie Nielsen. He's such a great actor. He's so funny. You know, they just met the aliens in Scary Movie 3, and he's so funny because they're like trying to teach them. Like, they're all like stupid looking gray aliens. I'm sorry, the grays were idiot robotic.
This is how we say goodbye.
Okay, so get a little cheers for the Crown Royal because it's Canadian. Cheers.
Cheers.
Woo! So, Sad Satan is a psychological, unnerving game with completely mysterious origins. It's on the dark web, okay?
Okay.
This game is pretty much pointless. You walk around abstract hallways. There is a screening audio track, which is like screeching. I couldn't imagine. I've seen this too, with that crawls under your skin.
Something that creeps you out. All right, carry on.
There is hidden subliminal images and messaging throughout the game. The more you play, clips start playing. The longer you play, it seems to hint at men in masks committing murders. It's this game. I've seen it. You go through different hallways. It's very unnerving. It's literally like a fucking... Remember those old, like, shitty... I don't know if you're fucking old enough. But, like...
Carry on.
These old school games, these, like, the beginning of games, PC games. You go down a hallway, have to shoot something. Yeah, and it's like just hallways. Yeah.
And we're like, talking about Doom and shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's like... Right. Exactly. And there was, like... everything would be scrambled and, like, really, like, bad for your eyes. Like, it would hurt your eyes. Yeah,
because the fucking quality wasn't just... It wasn't...
No, they're trying to fuck with your brain. It's almost like they're trying to brainwash you. Like, it's a psychological game where the music... Things like music...
Yeah,
sound, it imagery connect to your brain and fuck with you. Okay, so to get into that... Okay, because... Let's get into there are even human trafficking on the dark web. There's reports of women being sold on a site called Black Death. The starting bid was $150,000 to buy a woman.
Holy shit. But what happens then? So you pay $150,000, this woman that clearly does not want to be with you. And it's clearly hostage.
Whatever you want to do.
But it's now your responsibility to keep hostage. Who's paying that much
money? A lot of times these were scams and they take the money and run. But there is definitely cases, 100%, that this is legit.
No, but I mean, I mean, what happens next?
Do you remember Family Guy?
What happens next, though?
Stewie. You know, remember like when it's like it's making fun of Taken?
Oh, yeah,
Stewie
coming
up next. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because that exists. And if that exists through people in like the sex trade, that's why I've mentioned on this podcast before, a place like the Philippines, which I've... Someone from the Philippines did listen to this podcast. I saw it.
I saw you. I'm shouting you out.
Yeah. But even like stuff like that in Europe, it does exist. Like sex trades exist crazy amount.
No, and sex trades are fine.
But they're not fine. Shut the fuck up.
No. That's not what I meant. I meant I understand them.
Yeah.
I meant like what happens after, like so you pay 150. No, you pay $150,000. Yeah. Sure. In the moment, whoever was capturing her is yours. But now what happens? No, she's not yours. You are now harboring a victim.
She's not willingly yours. Should me and you do sex dungeons? Because there's people that have like...
What are you saying, Tom? You hitting
on me? No. Have you ever heard of fucking Joseph Fritzl?
No, I've never heard of him. No, but like I just want to know what happens next. Like are you now a kidnapper? Because that person clearly doesn't want to be with
yes,
you.
Yes, yeah, you would be technically,
You just paid $150,000 to kidnap somebody. Yes. Why wouldn't you just go on the street and kidnap somebody?
Because they already had this woman, they probably brainwashed her and shit. Who knows? It's mostly not legit, but if you were to buy them, if you were rich enough to buy that, you're a fucking rich dude that just, you're making a slave, a sex slave.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. You should get in the episode where they do sex under sex slaves. Because there were many people where this dude bred his family to be his sex slaves.
That's fucked.
Yeah, people don't know about the world that we're getting
into.
That's
so fucked.
You can get fake passports on the dark web. On the surface, it seems like nothing compared to the child porn on the dark web. Considering, though, ISIS members could forge a passport, and guess what? Boom!
Boom!
I said that wasn't okay. I'm not saying that. Okay.
Oh! I didn't even catch that. Yeah, fuck! I'm just as bad. Myself. I didn't I'm even sorry. Realize the white guy beside what me is said this? That. We watched the whole movie. Wow. We've been on this for a
now,
long time.
Now, what is this?
London?
Twin. Twins!
And twins!
Okay. We're almost at the end of this. There are numerous sites and organizations. You can best look through the sites that claim to offer contract killers. Okay, service. Hitmen that use Bitcoin through the deep web or dark web. So, essentially, there's hitmen. I've heard about this numerous times on the dark web.
Okay. That's... Yeah. That one I could see.
Do you remember
happening.
Kyle?
Kyle.
From Swish LA. The cocaine dude. Maybe you weren't around.
Yep.
He told me if I give him $5,000, he would kill someone for me.
Jesus Christ.
He would... So, mentioning a kid, this is joking about this, that... This kid, every time it was at Swish LA when he was ramping up, like fucking, like in the early, like I said, not early 2000s, but like later 2000s. But, that this kid he would be the fucking, like, he would run the line.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, Kyle, get out here at service. And I'm taking a shit. And he'd come like fucking, yeah. Like, and then he'd be like, I'm gonna really go. And he'd be like, fucking just huffing on coke and shit. Like, fucking, I'm taking a shit. Right when it's about rush, he's like railing lines.
Yeah.
So, like, you can pay for a hitman. You can literally do anything. Think about this. People need to think about how there's only 96% of shit that we don't even see. Your Google search don't show you shit.
So, you know what I'm getting from this? You know what I'm taking away?
What do you want to do?
Is that every... No, not what I want to do. Jesus Christ. Holy fuck. No, what I mean is, like, I'm thinking that... So, no matter how many percentage of what we see, every time I see somebody or meet somebody new, I'm just going to think they're fucked. I'm just going to be like 90% of sick. That's the market
so
that my brain
weird.
Just
do
made.
Not,
96% of everyone
not,
I meet is fucked up.
Do you
up
not
now.
See what I see? Do you not see what I
see? I no, but
bring
to
in
ma-
the winter.
To make do me
you
happy.
See what I see?
To make me happy, I feel like people need to be normal.
No, what is normal though? I'm not normal.
Normal is fucking like not fucking buying
hey,
women for $150,000. That's
if
a
I
start.
Could, I would.
That's
I'm
a
just
good
joking.
Start.
I'm just joking. I'm just completely sarcastic. Okay.
That's a good start, but like, where's the heart, man? And I still
can
want
you
to know
a shot of the Crown Royal. I need one more shot.
I was joking before, but I really truly want to know who the fuck raised these people. Where did they come from? Who did what
do
to
I need
you?
To explain the reptilian society?
No, but I just need to know who did what
well,
to
the thing
you.
Is, it's
Jesus
all...
Christ! You drank my whole fucking.
Well, start drinking some beer, man. You're drinking too slow.
I'm trying to be sober.
I'm drinking too slow for Tomcat.
Okay. I'm drinking too slow because I want.
I know you want to
twins!
Start riding. Okay, stop fucking with me. I'm going to freestyle in a sec. I just want to end this on some fun shit. Because, like, honestly, like, oh, man, it is the society, man. You have no idea. I've tried to tell you this since I first met you, like, almost fucking 7 years ago.
I know, but I want to believe people are better than that.
They're not.
I know, but I want to. Because if they're not, and if I think they're not, then I start going crazy. I just want to. I just want to mindfully bliss go through my day.
I went crazy during 2012.
You went crazy. You still owe me $100,000, by the way. This guy made a bet with me, and this bet
was
flawless.
I was an alcoholic.
It was for $100,000 that if the world ended in 2012, I would have to pay him $100,000. See where the flaw is? Like if it ended, like I was like, what a gold mine bet, and you never paid me. I don't even think you gave me a dollar.
This shows the influence of drugs and alcohol on a person's brain.
That was
a
good time.
I was 23. Now I'm 27. I'm an old man. But I am 100% saying that, like, people are inherently like, I believe this, and that's why like we're gonna get more into the reptilian shit. We just dipped our toe into that shit, but yeah. Like we're getting into that shit because like there is shit people don't even understand that we've been like we've been predicated through all this stuff, if that's the word I want to use, I guess, like to think about all these things. It's all been set up. It's all like a fucking, like, I sound like a conspiracy. It's all set up. It's a clock. It's fucking turning. It's going to make its rounds.
Like, you need to go. It sounds like 2012 Tom here. It sounds.
But I'm saying that, like, that it's almost like said, even like the dark web trips me out. That's always tripped me out. And I want to do more upon this, more. We'll dig deeper a little more. But how, man, like, there's things you couldn't fucking imagine. Dudes, like, there's stories I've heard about, like, girls wanting, like, even, like, anyone. Like they want, like, girls want to get money for their dying parents, and they'll be on a site, and they'll, like, saw off their fingers of people online. And they'll pay. The more torture you do, the more they pay.
Well, that was actually a big thing on the normal web. Do you remember that a couple of years ago that people were like, do you remember that video? What was it called? Three Guys, One Hammer. It came right after Two Girls, One Cup. Do you remember that?
No. I've heard about it.
It was Three Guys, One Hammer, and it was literally on the normal website, and like maybe for what? Maybe a couple days. And it was three guys beating a guy to death with a hammer.
Oh, I remember that. High five.
Yeah.
I remember.
And that was right after Two Girls, One Cup. They made Three Guys, One Hammer.
Two Girls, One. You know, okay, that was a Russian video.
I never want to see that again. I saw that once, and that was the most disgusting thing I've ever watched in my life. Two Girls, One
Cup, it was fake.
That was fake?
Yep.
It looked really real.
It was fake.
I watched I want to say that was fucking real.
Can I say one thing about that?
My buddy put it on. I was at dinner at my buddy's house, and this guy put it on in front of his parents at dinner. I couldn't believe it.
Anyways, can I say one thing? No, I gotta say one thing. Me and my cousin, I'm like, fucking God. I'm like 15. My cousin's like 17. Like, we're just going to pick up weed. Like, I'm with my buddies. We just fucking go down there. We come in, and I'm like, we're talking to everyone, like, Dylan Brent. I'm trying to mention names, but, you know, I fucking, like, Holmes there, name. like C. Prowse is there, Christian Prowse is there, whoever's there, and, like, my cousin just wants to grab weed. Like, he's kind of, like, met my friends before and shit, but, like, he's from Toronto.
Okay.
We're from a fucking crime-ridden city of Brantford and shit.
Disgusting. Yeah. Disgusting town. Never visit. This place is horrible.
It's
a city,
but it's very...
It's a horrible, horrible place.
So, it's coming over. We're trying to get weed from my buddies and shit. And then they're all crowded around the computer. And I'm not saying, like, this is like 2000... Oh, man, 5, 6, 7 maybe at the most.
Okay.
And home is crowded on the computer, and usually they're watching, this is when YouTube really started existing. We're watching, like, old school Mobb Deep videos and Tupac videos and all old school shit, like Kool G Rap.
Okay.
And they're like, tell my cousin to come watch this shit. I have a feeling they're doing something, and then they're watching Two Girls, One Cup. And fucking my cousin, we're like, yeah, come check this out. They're watching it. And we're like, what the fuck? And we fucking walk out. And my cousin's like, we just picked up like a fucking half quarter. And my cousin's like, your friends are fucked. And then I learned years later, supposedly, that was like fake poopy.
No.
I know. It wasn't. 100% no, it was.
Dude, I watched this come out.
I know.
You could see it.
They injected it in their butthole. I'm not talking about this in the fucking my podcast. I'm telling you that it was proven that it was fake. That they just, it was, that's why they did it so openly. And like, it wasn't like they were gagging, because you can, if you ever watch Kenny vs. Benny, which is a fucking Canadian show, he makes fake poop.
I guess.
It's very easy. It's chocolate and shit.
I know, but like, it's not very easy to film it. We're talking about fake
poop at the end of my podcast. Oh my God.
It's good. We got this.
Okay, so enjoy that. Me and Billy killed that. I enjoyed that. We like getting off topic. So can I say one hoot hoot?
One hoot hoot? When it comes next, twins!
Oh God, I'm gonna die. Oh God. Follow us on Strange Brew and Canada on Instagram. Twins! Okay, so we're ending. Oh, fuck.